In this episode of the Misal Podcast, I'll give you a quarterly update on the startup ecosystem in Pakistan. As far as funding goes, there isn't much to talk about. However, quite a few things happened in Q1, such as an acquisition, a couple of startups announcing layoffs, shutdowns. It is mostly bad news, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. The year started quietly, too quietly. Deal flow came to a screeching halt. Since 26th December, there hasn't been a single funding announcement, equity funding announcement, which is quite sad because towards the end of last year, there was some hope that there might be a modest rebound and it will continue. However, that wasn't the case. It was very short-lived. Before I move on, I want to give a shout out to Mutahir and Natasha for releasing their much-awaited ecosystem report. The report is jam-packed with data and insights and paints a realistic picture of the startup ecosystem in Pakistan. It's an excellent report for anyone looking to understand what happened in the year 2023. All right, let's move on. Cheete, a grocery and delivery startup, announced that it will be shutting down. I checked the website this morning. I was not able to access it. Then we have Dastagir, a B2B marketplace which announced layoffs, followed by Bazaar, which also announced layoffs. Bazaar is the most well-funded startup in Pakistan. And there is more. Perhaps the most telling tale of the times is the acquisition of SadaPay. SadaPay was acquired for $50 billion. Now, on the surface, that sounds like a great exit. But if you think about it, anytime you mentioned fintech, people would talk about SadaPay. SadaPay was also considered to be first in line or maybe second in line to be a unicorn. A unicorn is a startup with a $1 billion valuation. When a startup that was supposed to be a unicorn gets sold for $50 million, the only way to describe it would be to call it a fire sale. Now, maybe things got really tough. Maybe the founder, who is not a Pakistani, saw the writing on the wall and said, it's time to sell and move on. I don't know what exactly happened. Of course, no one is going to know what exactly happened. What we do know that it was acquired and sooner or later it will cease to exist because I don't see how a Turkish fintech that acquired a Pakistani startup will be able to create synergy between the two teams. They don't speak the language, culture is different, etc., etc. I really hope it survives. I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't. Let's move on. One thing that was running parallel to all the other upheaval that was happening with the startup ecosystem was the elections. Now, elections were in February, and by end of February, March, a new prime minister was in place, which it turns out is the same prime minister that was before the caretaker prime minister. So what you have is the same government or leadership that was there in 2023 or early 2023. That begs the question as to what, if anything, will change going forward. One thing is for certain, Pakistan again is at the door of IMF looking for another bailout to keep the economy humming. Last time when Pakistan got IMF funding, it turned out to be a good thing because in the past few months, the currency devaluation that Pakistan was going through has almost come to zero, which is a great sign. Now, in the intro to this episode, I mentioned that there might be light at the end of the tunnel. It takes up to 6 to 8 months for startups to announce funding rounds. Most startups wait that long because the deal isn't finalized, term sheets are being negotiated, etc., etc. What that means is the reason we didn't hear any startup funding announcements in Q1 is because there wasn't anything happening last summer and last fall in terms of deal making. A lot of founders that I talked to, which you happen to hear on this podcast, told me that it is very difficult to raise money, term sheets are being rescinded, all kinds of shenanigans are happening, and mostly it's a very hopeless endeavor. My belief is as things in the country stabilize and there is some clarity on policy making, investors will again start sending the term sheets. Founders are going to have much easier time convincing investors to invest in their startups. Q1 was not an ideal start to the year. However, I'm really hopeful that the rest of the year is not going to be like Q1. With that said, please let me know if you have any comments, suggestions, and please keep in mind that I'm always looking for guest recommendations. Let me know if you know of a startup that's doing great work. I would love to have them on and learn more about what they're building. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Misal Podcast.